This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Diving right back into it on 96.5 The Fan on a Wednesday. Enjoy the weather now, folks. I hope you didn't leave your windows open at your house, because by the time you get home today, it's going to be frigid. Somebody says Ohtani has hit a home run in the Tokyo Dome. Shocker. What are the Dodgers up now? Like 55-0? I have no idea. Don't forget, we asked on the other side on our Twitter question of the Wednesday, the Mac and Dusty Twitter question this week. Who would you rather be, Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes? Somebody in the text line says Bobby Barrels, because like you said, he's way more relatable than Mahomes.
Okay. Interesting.
Somebody
interesting
says
that he'd have Bobby be so much more relatable than Mahomes. I'd have Mahomes in that relatable category for some as well.
Yeah, somebody says I'd rather be Bobby simply because he gets to play more games per year.
Okay.
That'd be more fun than only getting to play 17 to 20 games, but Mahomes is cool as F, so no disrespect to him. We go on to Jay Binkley, and I ask you, Jay Binkley, who would you rather be, Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, good morning, Dust Man. I think it's an easy answer. It's Patrick Mahomes. Listen, Bobby Witt Jr., fantastic player, and I love it. But Mahomes is already a made guy, man. I mean, he's got 3 Super Bowl rings. I mean, yeah, Bobby Witt may get his, but is he going to get 3? I don't know. I mean, come on. Mahomes has been to 5 Super Bowls. He's got 2 league MVPs. He gets endorsements like crazy. This is the number one sport in this country. Look at baseball. They're starting over in Japan on Fox Sports 1 today, which nobody's watching and nobody even knows it's on. You think that would be Patrick Mahomes? You think if the Chiefs played at 5 a.m. in Japan, I think people would know the answer. But football is the most popular sport. He's got 3 rings. The answer, unequivocally, is Patrick Mahomes.
I am not shocked at all that you took the football player.
Well, Dustman, I mean, the guy does have 3 rings. He's got 2 MVPs. He's got 3 Super Bowl MVPs. Tough to beat that. And not only that, you don't have to play as many games. That's the thing, man. I mean, you don't have to play as many games. You're not playing 162, and you don't have that pressure and stress of, right, you know, going through slumps or whatever. I mean, he's the quarterback. He's the dude. I mean, he can do whatever he wants in this town. Seriously.
Yeah, somebody on the text line said Mahomes because of Whataburger. Well, Bobby Witt Jr.'s also got Whataburger.
Yeah,
so
yeah, they both got the Whataburgers. They
yeah, both
got
Texas
the Whataburger.
Kids,
I'm just saying,
man.
It's a good argument, but the one thing is, I mean, he's already got the 3 Super Bowls. I mean, that is tough. I mean, he's always going to have that. I mean, no matter what he does in his life, he's still 3-time Super Bowl champion. So, you know, that's pretty damn cool.
I think I'd rather worry about a 95-mile-an-hour fastball than what the text line says, 5 300-pound dudes trying to come after you.
Yeah, fastball or Miles Garrett.
But he's got his own logo now. He's got his own logo. Texas Tech wears his jerseys from time to time. I mean, that's pretty good stuff, man.
Yeah, no doubt. So in your latest mock draft, you have the Chiefs taking Abdul Carter. Is that right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Where'd you see that, Dust, man?
No, I didn't. I just saw you send me a draft, though, and it's a it's an edge guy from A&M.
Yes, Nick Scorton, the edge from A&M. We'll be putting that out later. It'll be on 96.5, all our picks. But this is our first Chiefs all mock. We've done the NFL all mock. That's our first eight selections of the Chiefs mock drafts. But, yeah, I mean, as much of an offensive guy as I am, and they keep screaming offense, 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 where they're sitting in this draft, and you look at it, Mel Kiper even tweeted out the other day, or Adam Schefter did, when he wasn't getting schooled by Jordan Schultz, he tweets out that this is the closest to the draft that we haven't seen a trade. Joe Montana, 1993, was traded for a first-round pick to the Chiefs from the Niners, but we haven't seen any first-round trades this year. Doesn't mean we're not going to, but we haven't at this point. But the Chiefs stayed put, and I could honestly see them trading out of the first round, but if they stay put, Nick Scorton would be my guy. The dude is just a dude's a beast. A lot of production. He led the Big Ten in sacks 2 years ago, but he's a three-down guy. It means you can put him in. You don't have to take him out against running plays. He's a big, physical dude. But Nick Scorton, his player comp, by the way, is George Karloftis. That doesn't suck. And George Karloftis could be coming up for a big contract here with the Chiefs, but you can't ever, as Andy Reid says, you can't ever have enough good edges. So I like Derek Harmon a lot at Oregon. That would have been my first choice. But what we did in is going Pro Football Focus using this. I mean, he's not available. He's not going to be there at 31. So Nick Scorton, who is a guy that I think could still be there at 31. So we go defensive line there, the edge for the Chiefs at in round one.
So Scorton more of like a pure pass rusher, though, right? Do you think it's important for the Chiefs to maybe prioritize getting someone who can plug a gap, be inside, and get on the inside?
Well, a lot of his stuff, though, I mean, almost anybody you hear talking about is a three-down guy. You can put him in there to set the edge against the run. So that isn't a concern with Scorton. He's such a beast physically and what he can do. But, yeah, Nick Scorton's a pass rusher. But pass rushing numbers went down when he went to Texas A&M. But it's a guy you don't have to worry about, and you can keep him in on rundowns. And we go defensive line in the second round with Joshua Farmer, defensive tackle out of Florida State. We didn't really hit the we didn't really hit offense until that pick 66 in the third round. We got your guy, Mac. You might like this guy, Dylan Sampson. What's that name do for you?
There we go. Go Vols, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Dylan Sampson is our running back. We pick Isaiah Bond, a wide receiver. He was the guy that said he was going to beat Xavier Worthy's combine.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
It didn't work out very well, but he still ran a 4.39.
So that's nice. Not everybody can run a
4.21. But I think it'd be fun to have Bond and Worthy. Mitchell Evans, the tight end, has been slipping. I mean, people looked a lot higher at him, you know, before the season started and everything. But a big physical tight end that can block, catch, do a lot of things. We picked him in the fourth. Yeah. Went to safety with Malachi Moore in the seventh. Mm. The seventh-round picks are kind of your diamond in the rough. And Zachariah Franklin
is
a guy that's not going to blow you away, the wide receiver. He did have 94 catches and 15 touchdowns 2 years ago. But one thing he's known for is always catching the football, which I think is beneficial to the Chiefs.
Binkley, how tough has this mock draft been for you and Nocero going with what the Chiefs have done? Because you and I were texting each other this weekend, like, what the hell are they doing? Like, I don't understand these moves. But again, I don't question Brett Veach because of the resume, but like Kareem Hunt, Juju Smith-Schuster, like, here we go again. Like, are they bringing it all back to go 15-2 again? But like, where do these signings affect your sort of mock draft, or do you allow them to affect your mock drafts?
I'm not a fan of a team getting older and staying content when they make these moves. I'm not a big Juju guy. Listen, he comes in and was serviceable. Does he know the offense? Sure, that's fine. But when he had games where he had good production last year, you go back and watch it, nobody was on him. Like, nobody respected, you know, his ability. He was wide open a lot of the times. And catching the football is questionable at times. That can be a camp body. I'm not saying he's actually going to make this team, and that's the question. Kareem Hunt, love it in short yardage situations. And I know they go out and get the running back from San Francisco. By the way, ran a 4.33. Elijah Mitchell at 4.33 at his pro day, 4.38 at the combine, 4.33 speed at his pro day. So he's fine. but it's no guarantee. Didn't play last year. I still think they got to hit running back. I think Dylan Sampson's that guy. So yeah, there's a few things they did, but they got to get better. They didn't put teams away, and there's all those one score games. That's fine. They won them. That's great. But what if they don't? Like, what if they don't have enough horsepower to win those one score games?
Agreed.
And because they're so close, but I'd like to see this team put some teams away. And they've got to do that being more kind of spread the ball around and be downfield. I call them the St. Joe Chiefs. The St. Joe Chiefs were lighting up the scoreboard.
No doubt about it, Bigley. So once again, you're on record to say you'd rather be Patrick Mahomes than Bobby Wood Jr.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, already having three titles on the wall as a pelt, it would be perfect, and three Super Bowl MVPs. Bobby's incredible, and Bobby would be a ton of fun. But the dude already has – He's not even 30 years old, and he's a made man. So
no doubt about it, Bigley. We appreciate it. We'll listen for you on After Hours, and also we'll be ready for that mock draft with you and Chris and Nocera, which came out yesterday, so people can find that now if they need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To and listen to all those picks you basically just went through here on our show this morning. So we appreciate it. Enjoy the 60s for now, and then put your sweatpants on at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Dust, man. I'm having a hard time keeping these alligators down.
Ooh, boy.